Let's finish this up by talking a little bit about fulvestrant and some of the trials that are out there, particularly the EFFECT trial that you're doing. Where are things at with that?
Yeah, the EFFECT trial, which as a way of review is a trial conducted in patients with metastatic disease who had prior exposure and progression through a non-steroidal aromatase inhibitor. And that trial randomized patients to either receive fulvestrant or exemestane, aromicin, the steroidal aromatase inhibitor. That trial has met its accrual goal. It's closed, and the data is going to be looked at sometime in the coming months with anticipated potential reporting at either San Antonio or next year's ASCO. So we don't know anything further at this point.
What's the dose and schedule of the fulvestrant?
There was a loading dose that was built into the fulvestrant treatment arm, so the patients actually ended up with 500 early on as opposed to the schedule of 250 that was FDA approved. The rationale behind that was to try and achieve a more steady state level, or what was viewed as a therapeutic level earlier. If you look at the data that is available with 250 monthly, patients may not get to a therapeutic level for several months. So there was this notion that you may have patients potentially progressing before they ever achieved what would be viewed as a optimal dose. So the loading dose was built into the trial in an effort to offset that.
So they got 500, and then what was the next dose?
250 per month.
A month later.
Yeah.